ideal friends or places. Everybody's sitting on the right place. Yeah. I guess so. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the sitting. You can see the few cameras here. They'll record our actions, and you'll have wires and microphones to record your voice. There are also some microphones there, but you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you. There's our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. We're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. It's fashion and electronics. We make it work. A lot of effort in design and the product itself. I'm Bart Burton, the project manager. So I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have open conference, tool training, closing time, discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down and I can take some notes or let's see. Maybe you can take the minutes. That's all.
Sure.
I don't know, it's not a lot of work, but just if you hear something like that, just write it out. As you can see, it's the opening. Quentin is still trading. Quentin is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yeah.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for paying much attention to me.
Okay. Let's see if it works.
No.
It doesn't work yet. Okay. No problem. But on the corporate information side, there's. There was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are. But okay. What are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. You can. Marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer. So that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are three. Phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. I had some little indications on here, but I think you know it already by yourself. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design. Components design and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and product evaluation. So that's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all worked out in other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar. On this side, there are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture, we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it in this pen. In the format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. Okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw bindings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents, but you all found that already because there are a lot of documents in here already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here's a simple toolbar. It's really just set, save, print, move back or forward one page, and switch between the different columns. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse wheels are running away.
That was interesting.
Is anybody playing with the mouse? Okay. We're going to draw an animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. This I can start from there. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, the sensors will get blocked and
okay.
Will not get hit. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow, and if you're going to draw really fast, then the pen won't hold up. So you choose format, current color, I think gray is appropriate. And the line width, think 7 will be nice. Now you'll see my drawing capabilities. These are very neat. You have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin from this nose.
It's kind of thinking about a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Now we've got another function, you can erase it. And then you can undo this easily. Down a few of its characteristics. I've got my text tool. Okay. This is still going. No, actually, I think. Maybe I have to roll it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you want to do it like this, then it will be a strike. I don't know, just try. It's not my. Maybe it's. Wants to draw another? I don't know. This sort of thing. It's my characteristic. Characteristic, but go this way through.
Okay.
So right now I'm gonna hand over the pen. I'm gonna make that sheet.
Yeah.
Not much in the lines, but here we go.
Maybe it's easier to draw the smaller line width, I think, because this is going a little better than I did.
This is my sheet.
It's nice.
The blue dot there was explaining my thoughts.
It's a real dead sheet.
Yeah.
Recognition. Yeah, I see. Well, maybe you can also write your name somewhere.
They are. It's going really slow.
Yeah.
Just gonna draw its head.
Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the bank.
Yeah, here's the bank.
Okay.
Bob's gonna draw a cat too, so. Let's try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny.
Yeah.
Not skinny. Is it your cat or did you find him on the street?
Well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because of they're independent.
Okay.
So everybody knows how to work with the whiteboard now. So if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead. It's yeah, easy. Complete whiteboard. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, we for a remote control selling price is €25, our selling price. Our profit aim is €50 million. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international. So we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. That's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal €12.5. So that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we want to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Won't work. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aim is 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on. And production cost maximum €12.5. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna
easier.
I've got a message.
5 minutes. Okay, so that's a good time.
So just on a side note, why is it my laptop is only giving me a black screen?
Maybe you have to say the magic word.
Yeah.
Does it do anything?
No.
Maybe you have to just clap it down. Back up again.
It's off now.
It's off. Let's put it back on now. It'll be okay.
Well, it was on.
It's those laptops.
Oh, there we are.
Nice. Okay. But some. Does everybody has experiences with remote controls? And I mean, not the ordinary remote controls, but also a little bit different ones that you can use for other.
Not really.
No.
Well, we have kind of brought TV at home and a DVD player, so we got like a lot of remote controls, one for the TV, one for the video recorder, one for the DVD player. And I think it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I've got one at home, and you can program, I think, 8 different devices in it, and you can use it for your television and everything else. And it also operates on infrared, so you have got a little device inside your room, and you can operate it from the third or second floor.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or DVD player downstairs, and you've got it linked to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think that if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. It's it's good to remember.
So I think you can minutes ago.
Yeah, it's nice. Thank you.
It's a cheery job.
So we want different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared, but I don't know if that will exceed the production cost. So that is something we have to find out, I think.
Yeah, but that would be really good if we could do that.
And other functions for remote control. You can make it.
It has to be shockproof.
Sure.
Yes.
Shockproof.
My remote control tends to
waterproof
fall a lot.
Or
so.
Hey, you never know. I mean.
Waterproof. Okay. So these are a few things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
Yeah, one other little thing. I thought it might be handy to put a battery status display on it, so you can see
battery status.
Okay.
How much is left in the battery. But it'll also really drag up the production costs. So
yeah.
People have to see about that too.
Mm. Yeah.
But maybe just a little bit.
That's an idea as well. Other ideas? Quick ideas.
They were all mentioned.
Okay. Any questions about this presentation? Kickoff presentation?
No?
No. Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. And then we can all work. Finish meeting now.
Okay.
And we can all work on our own projects.